Hello friends, welcome back to Stock Pathshala. If you are thinking of opening a demat account with any of the stockbroker in India, then you must gain a knowledge of DP charges. I'm sure that many among you have not even heard about this term before. To make you aware about the DP charges, here I am, Anjali Dora, with a complete review of depository participant charges imposed on your DMAT account. Let's get started. So what basically are DP charges? Now these charges are levied on the sell transaction of your DMAT account. These charges are exclusive of brokerage and are not reflected in contract notes. DP charges are the revenue source for depositories and its participant. In general, these charges are flat transaction fees irrespective of the quantity sold. Hence, the fee charge is per script and not on the volume. So these charges remain the same whether you sell 1 share or 100 shares. Now, DP charges are levied by depositories, that is CDSL or NSDL. If the stock is part of BSE, the tax is levied by Central Depository Securities Limited, that is CDSL. A depository participant is a mediator between depositories and the investor. For instance, if your DMAT account is maintained with Angel Broking, it is a depository participant. Banks, financial institutes, stockbrokers are all the examples of depository participants. Usually, depository participants levy four different kinds of charges for a DMAT account transaction, that is account opening fees, annual maintenance fees, custodian fees and transaction fees. Now thinking why these DP charges are levied, a stockbroker needs to become a depository participant to provide a DMAT account to clients. Moreover, they need to pay a membership fee to NSDL and CDSL to the tune of lakh, along with several other fixed costs and also advanced prepaid transaction charges. The brokers pass on these charges to their customers by an additional fees to reclaim these expenses. Now, for example, if you are having an Angel Broking DMAT account, then in that case, the DP charges is equals to 20 plus 18% GST. That is almost equal to 23.6 per transaction. So here was a complete detail of DP charges. If you are thinking of opening a DMAT account or already have a DMAT account with any of the depository participant, then ask your broker about these DP charges to stay updated and to avoid any confusion while paying fees. So this is all in the today's podcast. Hope you like it. To stay updated with such information, stay tuned with Stock Pathshala. Thank you.